Well, good Wednesday morning, everyone. It's the 2nd of December, and my title today is Your Deliverance, Working Out Your Own Salvation. So which is it? Is our salvation the free gift of God given to us by His mercy and grace because He loves us? Or is it something that we have to earn? These two passages seem to be at odds with each other. The first one is from Ephesians 2, verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works." So in Philippians 2, 12, we read, quote, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Well, the answer is simple. If we understand that the word salvation is used in the Bible in three different ways, it is used to describe three different events in one's life. It is used to describe the moment you received Christ as your Savior when we read in Acts 16, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." And that's the beginning of our salvation. It's the moment when we placed our faith, actually the faith that God gives us, into the death and resurrection of Jesus, and we want His death to pay the penalty for all of our sins. And when we do that, we are at that moment saved from the penalty of our sins, all of them, and forever. So at that moment, our salvation begins, and that is God's gift to us. It is the justification part of our salvation. All our sins paid for. We are justified. That is the free gift from God. But it is also completely the work of God. He has chosen us before the creation of the world because He loved us, and He's chosen us to be members of His family. Now, the second passage, which teaches us to work out our own salvation, is talking about the second part of our salvation. And that is the process beginning with our justification and ending with our glorification the moment we go to heaven. And so between those two points in time, there is this process in which God tells us there are things we must be doing for us to be growing in our salvation. It's called biblically our sanctification, because it is the time of our lives, once we're saved by grace through faith, where we are supposed to be being made more holy, more sanctified, more like Jesus. Now, God has already done His part through Jesus dying for our sins, and at the moment of belief, the Holy Spirit entered our body, and we are sealed with the Spirit as God's guarantee that we will have our reward in heaven. So you could say we are signed, sealed, and waiting to be delivered. Now, in order for us to be being made holy in this second part of our salvation, or to be made more Christ-like, it's just going to take time and the power of the Holy Spirit to change us. However, and this is where we, quote, work out our own salvation, end quote, comes into reality. There is work that we need to be doing. There are things that we need to put effort into if we're going to be changed. And if this is going to happen, we become more Christ-like. If we're going to become more Christ-like, then there is work that we need to be doing. And that's why Paul tells us to work out that part of our salvation. Now imagine with me, for example, that you've been drafted by your favorite sports team. And let's just say it's the LA Lakers. And the LA Lakers, the Los Angeles Lakers, they've signed with you a contract and you are now on the team. You even get a jersey and you're scheduled to play right along with LeBron James. And you are thrilled to be on the team. But you really don't want to go to practice. I mean, you don't want to learn the plays of the offense and how to play defense. You think your offense is to just give the ball to LeBron and offense automatically happens. Well, listen, my friends, we have been saved by grace apart from works so that, yes, we are on God's team. We are a member of God's family. We are eternally adopted by Him. However, the Christian life, the experiencing His power in our life, does not come automatically. This is the work part of working out our salvation. Now, these are not suggestions from God. These are instructions in how to live a godly life and how to begin to experience the salvation in the here and now that God has for us. These are the steps that we need to be able to take in order to begin to experience the abundant life that Jesus talked about for us, and for us to not remain addicted to anything. And just as there are things that we must do daily to keep our physical life going in a healthy direction, so there are also physical and spiritual things we need to be doing on a daily basis to be being transformed by the Holy Spirit into a godlier person. Now let's look at that verse in Philippians 2:13, but add verse 14 to it again. Paul writes, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Okay, now verse 14. "For it is God who is at work in you, both to desire and to work for His good pleasure." God doesn't just throw us the playbook for the Christ-like life and say, "Here, read this and work it out. Here's your Bible. You got all the plays. Just do it yourself." No, He has not left us alone to figure out the Christian life. He says He Himself is at work in us to both help us desire and work for His good pleasure. He is in us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. The desire and motivation to do the work of the Christian life doesn't have to come from ourselves. He knows that we're weak and we're easily drawn back into the sins of the flesh. That is why He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit forever. And He, the Holy Spirit, is the one who can give us the desire to work and to grow in our salvation or our sanctification. Listen, people, we need to stop looking at our failures, the things we've done in the past, and we need to begin to be being filled and walking in the Holy Spirit daily. We need to do the work of eliminating the things in our life that are drawing us back into sexual sin. We need to learn how to experience the power of the Spirit to be able to say yes to God and no to sin. His power, not ours, is what is needed. And the Holy Spirit of God who dwells inside of our bodies is the only one who can give us that power, the power to be transformed. And as we enter this long and slow process of being transformed by the Holy Spirit, which, by the way, will take the rest of our lives, it is essential that we do it with other people who can help us. We all need to be on a team because staying isolated should have already taught all of us that we can't do it alone. My friends, that is why I keep continuing to urge you, sit in on one of our online support teams. We'll have a place for you, or I'll start a new online support team just for you. So please check it out. There's no strings attached. Just contact me, doyle@me.com, and you're welcome to be my guest. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. Let's work at working out our salvation, because it's God who works in us both to desire and to do His good will. Take care, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Goodbye.